like he needed to be here to know the shmooz. He would have found that anyway. Okay, so this shmooz, get everybody into the Pesach spirit. Start on the shmooz on the parsha. So the pasuk says, in trying to minimize the mar makomos here, I hope I didn't cut out too much, but you probably picked it up from the psukim if you read the psukim. But the pasuk says, "Vayomer l'Aaron kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas," and Moshe instructed Aaron to take an egel for a karmel chatas, "Va'ayel la'ola tmimim," an ayel for an ola, "Va'hakrev l'fnei Hashem." But to Bnei Yisrael, you should tell them, "Kchu seir izim l'chatas." You should take a seir izim for a chatas, the egel v'cheves bnei shanim tmim el ola, and take an egel keves for ola. So if you got the chart, the Aaron had to bring a chatas and an ola, and Bnei Yisrael had to bring a chatas and an ola. So Aaron was bringing an egel for the chatas and an ayel for the ola. And Bnei Yisrael was bringing a seir izim for a chatas, an egel and a keves for an ola. That's the discrepancy that the Rishonim are discussing. I left that with Menu Bachai over here. Is that you don't really need it for the shmuz, but just the Rabbeinu Bachai says that the reason why there was this difference is because Aaron, he was guilty only b'maisa, that he brought an eagle, but he wasn't guilty b'machshava. His kavanas were good. And Klal Yisrael, they were guilty with the maisa and machshava. And that explains, you know, ayin sham, that explains why this discrepancy why Aaron's bringing the egel as a chatas and the ayel as an ola, and Bnei Yisrael is bringing the seir izim for a chatas and the egel and kevis as an ola. Okay, that's Ben B'chai, but it's only kedai to that. You know where Ben Ephraim's coming from. He's coming to explain the difference. Why do Aaron and Bnei Yisrael bringing different karbonas for the same aver? Okay, so let's read this a minute of Ephraim. It's pretty fascinating. Chu sir izin l'chatas. Tzuru kama godol koach tzibur. See how great is the koach of the tzibur. Shlo rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hal ben pneim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to embarrass the rabbin. V'lomer lehem shu mevi an egel l'chatas. Kmo shetzi l'aram. He didn't want to tell the tzibur to bring an egel to atone the kapara for the carbon egel for an egel, that make more sense, because it would be a busha for the whole tzibur that they have to bring a chatas, you know, this egel for the carbon egel. Ella rather the seir izim kashar chavi chatas, but rather they bring a seir izim like other. I think it means replacement chatos, but that's what would be brought. Why seir izim and not anything else? That's the end of the Bnei Ephraim. But I mean, the first thing I caught myself is that, I mean, what about the bush of Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen is the leader of the Gans Klal Yisrael. Don't you think he's worthy to protect the kavod of Aaron HaKohen? He's the Chavetz Chaim of the Dor, Moshe Feinstein. You're not worried about the Gedolei Hador? And, you know, I'm not sure, I'm not so familiar, I guess Moshe Rabbeinu was in there, but the rest of Klal Yisrael, it didn't sound like that was a cheshbon. The fact that it's a tzibur, it didn't sound because there were specific Yechidei Segula in the tzibur, like amongst the tzibur, even if they were Beninim. So I don't know, if you have asked me, you have a whole community of Beinim on one side, and you have the Gadol HaDor on the other side, I would think that maybe you should give proper kavod and make sure you're not mevazeh the Gadol HaDor. That's what I would seem to me. So, two things I think Vaisdois we see is we very much minimize what it means kavod HaKlal Yisrael, kavod HaTzibur. Kavod HaTzibur is such a massive inyan, cheshbon, that Ribono Shel Olam felt that we had to protect the kavod of the tzibur, and else the kavod of Aaron HaKohen, there are cheshbonos, you know, the busha is a kind of a kapara, whatever he has to be, you know, needs a kapara for, there should be a kapara, it's good, you know, a little bit of busha never hurt anyway, you know. With Aaron HaKohen, it seems like that was okay. There is a shtickle bizoy, obviously. It's not, we're not talking about it's not a bizoy. Oh, he's not saying it's only a bizoy for the tzibur, but it's not a bizoy for yachid. It is a bizoy. But, you know, for the yachid, even Aaron HaKohen, that wasn't a cheshbon. So if it's not a cheshbon, you know, it couldn't have been so fantastic. But yet, it's enough. That little bit of bizoy, whatever extent it is, I don't know, we can discuss that. But for the kavod of the tzibur, and often we, you know, quickly nullify the kavod of tzibur. No, there are no known participants. It's just one big group. We write them off very quickly, very easily, and we think nothing of it. Just the maisa. I think I said it over, you know, by the Knas Sefer Torah. You know, gatherings of my father. He told me this maisa once. It was a nothing maisa. It was nothing maisa. Just as time elapses, I'm starting to, you know, see the godless of it. So my father was in this western Pennsylvania town, Tarentum, Pennsylvania, in the middle of nowhere, that cows over there. And there was nothing for 50, 60 miles. In those days, you couldn't even travel anywhere. So he went to MTJ, his father sent him to MTJ at 10 years old with his younger brother and older brother, 8, 10, 12. And he used to go home two, three times a year. Sukkot, Pesach, in the summer. So one time when he got back, Sir Reb David Feinstein, who was a few years younger than him, Sir Reb David Feinstein, who he was friendly with, said, and normally I used to tell the story, or Nami starts telling halachas of Fali's, not allowed to say his first name, but it's much better if he could say his first name, but out of respect for Rabbi Nami, he said the halacha from here, I can't say the Fali's first name, so even for repeat the story. But he said, Nuso, how are the Jews in Tarentum doing? And he got back after Sukkot or Pesach. So my father answered, you know, they're still eating their Manischewitz gefilte fish. My father said, they're still eating the Manischewitz gefilte fish. He was like, you know, putting them down a little bit. And Lemaise, out of 150 Shomer Shabbos family, only my father and his siblings married Jewish people. 149 assimilated, which was probably standard all across America, just it was his town. Like, no one remained Jewish even. So he was, you know, he realized that at that point in his he was a teenager, and Rav Feinstein, when I did the computations, I figured out my father must have been, I don't know, 16 years old when that happened. Rav David must have been 12. So first of all, my father told me this story. Anytime anyone ever made fun of any Jewish group, my father would repeat this story. I heard it 1,000 times. Now I make fun. So I always said, like, you know, first of all, you see, like Reb David, even as a young boy, Reb David Feinstein, he had such kavod ha'avas Yisrael, kavod ha'tzibur, that he wouldn't say anything, can't say anything bad. Mm-hmm. I felt that my father said something that was not, you know, a proper kavod to say about a group. And he said that you should know that for these Jews, eating Manischewitz gefilte fish is their Yiddishkeit. That's their yadus. Mm-hmm. So you can't make fun of them. Okay. The other part of the story, I told my father that he, you know, I would, who listened to a young kid, you know, even from the Rashiva's, especially if it's Rashiva's son, you beat him up, you beat him up and go on with life, you know. But we see there's certain covered of the cloud, covered of the tzibur, that even though for Aaron a Kohen, the Gadol HaDor, we would go to any extent to, you know, protect the covered of a Gadol HaDor. Remember when I was 1980 or 81, and there was a whole scene in New York that seems like there was one of the great Gedolim, a group, maligned a Gadol. It said something very, very terrible. And the Moetzes said, we have to make a Mecha. And one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael they made fun of. And the Gedolim in America said, it cannot be accepted. And all the yeshivas, Lakewood, everyone, they came together. I think Baltimore State did it in Baltimore. And all the yeshivas packed into Kamenetz and Borough Park. Must have been a few thousand people. I remember, you know, since I had gone to Kamenetz, I knew how to get in through the basement, through the window, you know, climb on the chair that I left there when I was in high school. And you know, we went there, and there was just a asifa for the Kavod HaTorah for one Gadol, you know, for one Gadol. So it's not like we don't do things for Kavod HaTorah, but to switch the Chatas, that already, I guess there is an inyan of a kapara, maybe a bigger kapara b'chatas, but the bizoy for the tzibur has to be, you have to give it proper recognition. Okay, on the same inyan, I think you sort of see was trying to bring out the same thing from this mission of us. Asara nisim nasil avasinim mitzrayim asara layam. So what were the nisim? I don't think I have to go through the Tosfos Yontif. The Bar Tanur goes through all 10 Nisim, if you want to see it on this Mishnah. Fascinating. It goes through all 10 Nisim. But basically, you know, he quotes over there, Tosfos Yontif quotes the fifth, the second and the fifth. And the fifth, they made the floor of Yamsuf, where they turned it into marble. And then the second nace was that the walls were, they made it like an OL, like a tent. They formed into shapes of a tent so that the Klai Yisrael walked through. And the Tosfos Yontif asks, below Ohel Nami Tisagi Lehem, Bikava Levad, just by having the split sea, but they didn't need an OL, it was enough. Vim Lahalaleim, Neachama, Neachshame, if you worry that it would protect them from the sun, or from the rains, Hare Beli Safek Ani HaKavod Lo Sar Mehem. They didn't need that because the Ani HaKavod was still hovering over them. So it was an unneeded nace. Af Kasher Hoch B'Sof HaYam, the Ani HaKavod was there. Ela L'Kvodan Shel Yisrael Bovadu Shenasu Lehem Elu Shnei Nisim. These two Nisim, it seems in particular, the Tosfos Yontif points out, were done strictly for Kavod Klai Yisrael. They were not needed. And we all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change the teva of the world unless there's a great need. And there's no need over here. They were not benefiting by it. You might say Kriyas Yamsuf was needed, Dam Svardei, Kinim Arov. It shook the Mitzrim, it showed them each one a little different nuance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yecholas on different on produce, on land, and on animals, on humans, on water. Everything, there was a nuance, there was a toelis. These number two and number five had no benefit whatsoever. To make an OL just so it should look nice. If you ever go to a chasana, you see what they spend so much money for on the forest. You see all the things, what they do this for. This is just purely covered hatzibur, covered for Klai Yisrael. The kvoden shel Yisrael bavad. So again, here we see that was not needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change the tev of the world for something that's not needed. But you see that just for the cover of Klai Yisrael, that's already something. Just the last one, I was already holding in Pesach, so I whipped out my Haggadah. And I think I said this over at Presidential, this Shabbos. So, and then upon further research, I did not know this on Shabbos when I said over, this is a Rashiva Shmuz. So I was very excited. you know, sometimes you say all the shmuz and you just, I don't know, you know who they are, what you heard, but I did find it in the, I should have realized it was Shiva Shmuz, but it's classic. So, but together with what I said over on Shabbos, so just to quote from the Haggadah, because this way you could say it over, you could say that you learned, and when I said, they teach you Haggadah? Yes, they teach you Haggadah. You know, the people outside yeshiva, they think that all we do all day in yeshiva is we trying to get vertlich. So you come on Shabbos, you have like 2,000 vertlich to say. And they don't know that. A yeshiva guy is lucky if they even know what parsha it is. So, by the way, it's parsha Shmini. So here's on the Haggadah. Avona v'yinu l'par mitzrayim v'yotzioni Hashem l'kenem yisham v'yot chazak m'tuya. So we were avodim to paro. And then the Haggadah says, v'il lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avosenim mitzrayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken us out of mitzrayim, hare anu v'neinu v'nevanenu m'shubodim v'yinu l'par mitzrayim. That we would still, us, our children, our grandchildren, would still be slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. So I don't know where this rash. I'm probably stuck in my own accentuations. For sure, the following question, like, Mehechetesi, you look around the world, there were slaves. We weren't the only slaves in the history of the world. There were slaves. You know, this is on being recorded, so I'm not going to say, but there were slaves. And they were freed. And there were no, Hashem didn't do Tanisim, and they were freed. So maybe we also would have been freed. Somebody, some king would have come along and would have freed us. So Mehechitesi. So you look at the Sephorno. Sephorno says, Vayosha Hashem Yomahu as Israel, the Mises Hamistolim, with the death of the oppressors, Bam L'Shabdam, who were there to enslave them, Nishru Heim B'nei Chorin, they able to transition into free people. Ki Ad Eis Mosam, because until Klai Yisrael saw the Mitzrim, Meis, Al Sfas Hayam, until they able to see their oppressors dead on the banks of the river, Ha Yisrael Kavod and Barchim, they would have been like runaway slaves. You know, runaway slave? Runaway slave, they escape, and they're always looking over their shoulder. They always have a complex that they feel like an Eved. They're free, they don't have to do the work, but they still feel like they're an Eved. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? The ultimate chesed. Yeah, we would have, maybe some Martin Luther would have taken us out, possibly. But we still would have felt like Avodim Barchim. It wouldn't have helped. And I believe I remember that the Rashiva held that by Kodesh Baruch Hu did us the ultimate chesed. He didn't just take us out. Look, so there's still, unfortunately, one of the problems in the world, and I don't want to go into my political analysis over here, but even though they were freed, but they still, you know, Avodim Barchim, they're still a slave mentality. Unfortunately, that they were never able to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, we would be the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and he brought us into royalty. He mamish brought us into royalty. That made us the Am Segula, Am Kadosh, and with all these other kibudim that were put on us. And the male, that's why we don't have that complex. We have an esteem, we have a confidence, a swagger that we are the Am Yisrael, Am Kadosh. So this note is really just that we have to become a little bit more sensitive to the covenant of the tzibur. The Maisa, you know, speak to myself also, we often do take pot shots at groups. It's not appropriate to say things about a tzibur, about a yeshiva, any yeshiva. We have to realize that the covenant of the tzibur is fantastic. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He changed the carbon for the covenant of the tzibur. He changed the teva for the covenant of the tzibur, and he brought us mamish to understand what the honor of Klai Yisrael was. He brought us into royalty. Baruch Hashem, we keep that tzura in our heads. We ourselves will be a part of the great tzibur of Klai Yisrael.
Should I bring Aaron also not bring that teva? Make no one bring an eagle. Maybe it's like either the B'nai Yisrael get the eagle or the Kaddish. I don't get the eagle. I think none of them are getting it.
I know. I mean, I wasn't judged the fact.